At City Meals on Wheels, volunteering is at the crux of everything that we do. Last fiscal year, we had well over 15,000 volunteers come from across America and across the world, really, coming to New York City, recognizing the need to give back to the homebound elderly of New York City. These 15,000 plus volunteers donated well over 68,000 hours of volunteering in the last fiscal year. And who are they volunteering to? They're volunteering to our meal recipients. The homebound elderly, those individuals that can't get out of their homes or can't cook and shop on their own. So we feed over 18,500 meal recipients, and across all five boroughs of New York City, and City Meals on Wheels itself funded well over 2 million meals last fiscal year.
So Mandela Day is one day only over the year, but it stands for trying to highlight how important volunteering is for communities. So maybe you could describe a little bit how in this place volunteers bring people together.
So Nelson Mandela, something that I personally admire about him is that he was a freedom fighter. But more so than that, he recognized that everybody had an obligation to enhance the liberty and freedoms of others. And volunteers for City Meals on Wheels, yes, they're delivering a nutritious meal. Yes, they're checking in and doing a wellness check for us on our meal recipients. But at the end of the day, what they're really doing is helping us ensure the independence and the dignity of our meal recipients, making sure that these people who built New York City, who really invested in their communities and who aged in their communities, are well taken care of, that they're not forgotten. So that's what volunteering does for City Meals.
Especially in New York City, a city that is very, very big, and people can sometimes feel a little bit left behind. So what difference do we make for these people? Do you have any story to share with us? How do those volunteers make a difference?
So volunteers at City Meals on Wheels really make a difference. I think something that volunteers are always surprised by are the actual meals. Because New York City is so diverse, just like the United Nations is, City Meals really prides itself on being as culturally competent as possible. So if they volunteer in Chinatown, they're delivering Chinese food. If they deliver in Flushing, they're delivering Korean food to Korean populations. They're delivering to Latinos, they're delivering Latin-inspired meals. You know, we really try to be as culturally competent as possible, really ensuring that the meal recipient will eat and feel welcome with our meals.
The United Nations is trying to promote the 2030 agenda right now, and volunteering in communities can play a huge role in promoting those goals. Maybe you can share with us how here volunteering participate in that overall agenda.
That meal is ensuring that that individual is receiving their nutrition, one third of their nutritional intake for the day. And at City Meals on Wheels, we actually follow the SDGs, and we know that number two is the promise of zero hunger by 2030. And I can't think of a better promise for a better future for everyone. So as a nonprofit who really is dependent on the charities, we really do look at that as something that we should all be aiming for. So zero hunger for children, zero hunger for young adults, zero hunger for adults, and especially zero hunger for the elderly across the world.